I think the three basic metrics, it was a lot more complicated than that, were that one, the person that we wanted to identify as our next national team coach had to be very competent professionally, had to be very progressive in that regard, had to be committed to a brand of football that we could all get behind. That was one. Two, from a personnel perspective, had to be someone who could communicate with the players, had to be someone who could relate to the players, had to be someone who could, if not already know, get to know the local conditions very, very quickly, the unique position that we are in, the sort of education system, NS system, so on and so forth. And the last one was, we wanted someone who had experience, who had brought the team to the Asian Cup, possibly to the World Cup. And you all know the story, God knows you covered it to death. And then to us, increasingly, as the search narrowed, we found that, to borrow your phrase, in our own backyard, there was someone who fulfilled two of these criteria very well, right, in terms of the progressiveness, in terms of the relation to the players, and I'll deal with each of them in turn. In terms of the football, it was useful for us, for Badri and myself. We saw 67 different coaches in various forms. We spoke about 20 of them late into the night because of time zone difference, right? So that's taken a toll on my married life. Wife's not happy, but okay, Forrest says he'll buy her a diamond ring at Christmas. No, I'm kidding, Forrest. And in some strange way, seeing all those coaches validated a lot of what we saw Gavin doing before our very eyes. None of them were moving the needle in any sense. Oh my God, this is what they are doing. And it helps that Badri, having come out from LCS, take this the right way, they have seen a lot of potential coaches in the past. So he has a lot of experience in terms of what they look for in a coach and whether these coaches were worth their salt or just talking a good game. And it became more and more apparent to us that the boy we have in our own backyard, I apologize, I must call him a man, were better if you can actually quantify these things than a lot of these high-profile people that we were seeing. So it validated a lot of what he was doing. Then in terms of being able to relate to the players, to the conditions, who better than a local? We didn't set out to get a local, this much is true. The fact that he's a local is a bonus to us. And I think ultimately, Deepan, you, Raushan, Gabe, Matthew, you can spill a lot of ink. I think one big set of stakeholders will be the players themselves. And if you speak to the players themselves, it became increasingly evident that they wanted Gavin to remain as coach. And I think their voices should be the loudest. Because for those of you who know professional sport, if the players want to play for the coach, that is already half the battle won. Right? You've often seen players down tools, as it were, not wanting to play for the coach. Manchester United fans, feel free to leave the room now.
And the Liverpool fans.
Yes, thank you. I left that one wide open, didn't I? So in that regard, those two metrics, as far as we're concerned, had been fulfilled. Then became the last one. He didn't have the experience, right? But he was putting up a very, very good audition, as it were. Right? He was winning games. If you look at the current national team, it's a very resilient bunch. We seem to make a habit of going behind and then coming back, never say die. And every time you watch a national team play, maybe I'm biased, but you feel this friction, this sense of excitement, like, these guys have got it. Right? And we're never going to disgrace anybody as long as we put on a shirt. We're never going to disgrace the team as long as Forrest is president, as long as Gavin is coach, as long as Harris is captain. You have my word for that. These three men will die before they let any of the players disgrace the shirt. Right? And that's the promise we made. So he was passing the audition in flying colors, but he didn't have experience. So then begs the question, if we don't give him the experience, who's going to give him the experience? Right? It becomes a circular problem. Do we then ask another country to give him any experience before we take him back? Do we take somebody else's experienced person? Right, so there's a lot of soul searching, and I'm mindful of the fact that we have spent a fair bit of resources, not just money but time, in terms of interviewing a whole lot of coaches, speaking to a whole lot of people, repeatedly in some cases. And then to finally land upon Gavin, I need to tell you, it is not a groundswell of the moment, it's not a man of the moment, it's done with a lot of really serious hard thinking. And to this end, I must thank people like Kade again, Alex, people who are former players, people who understand the game, SportSG, people that we speak to, HPSI, so on and so forth. A lot of people were consulted. So for that, I'm grateful. But it wasn't a group thing. Ultimately, I think the decision finally came down to Badri, myself, and Forrest, right, after consultation. And I think we feel that this is in the best interest. of Singapore football. And if you must ask me and quote me, then he is the best person for the job at this point in time. Thank you.